Radio. Our first guest today is a former veteran, U.S. Marine Corps, hence the entry song, Dr. Ron Richman. And Mr. Richman is also decisively engaged with many different activities in Riverside, the greater Riverside area, has been so for years. But today in particular is going to talk to us about the Evergreen Memorial Historic Cemetery. Ron, thanks for joining us today.
Well, thank you. I'm really, really proud to be here, and it is an honor.
Besides some recollections about your past, I know you served honorably as a U.S. Marine, served in Vietnam, as did many of your siblings as well. One of your other passions has become Evergreen Memorial Historic Cemetery. Can you tell us a little bit about the cemetery?
Yeah, the cemetery is was first purchased in 1872 in Riverside, California, and it's just a little bit south of the Mile Square at the base of Mount Rubidoux. It is a great cemetery. It has been there for a long time, and all the just about all of the founders of Riverside are buried there.
Pretty interesting place. I know my wife and I have had the privilege on many different occasions to go by and get involved in an event that I know you're going to talk about here shortly. How did you personally get involved in the cemetery?
About 12 years ago, I was on the Riverside Chamber of Commerce Military Affairs Committee. And for 20 years before that, due to financial difficulties, the cemetery has just gone downhill. They're actually in that cemetery. There's two sections. There's the endowed section and then the non-endowed. And the non-endowed just lost funding, and there was no water. The grass died, the trees died, and it's just an embarrassment to the community. So an ad hoc committee was formed, and with that, it was the goal to restore that 8 acres.
Very good, very good. And shows so much better now than even I recall from the first time my wife and I came to Riverside. I know it's become quite a jewel. We know there's a lot of history out there at the cemetery. And just in short, who or which key individuals that the audience might be interested in are buried there?
Well, the cemetery, the non-endowed, which is called the historical section, and that's what we're really concerned with, there are approximately 16,000 people buried, but there are over 1,000 veterans. And what I find is really unique and really tugs at my heart that there are 225 Civil War veterans from the Union Army, and we even have 4 Confederate soldiers that are buried there and are marked on the stones. We also have a Medal of Honor recipient, Cornelius Cole Smith. He served in the Indian Wars, Spanish-American War, World War I, and he was born in 1869 and died in 1936. Then John Wesley North, founder of Riverside in 1870. Luther and Eliza Tibbetts, founder of the citrus industry, which has really affected Southern California, very important people. And then Frank Augustus Miller, creator of the Mission Inn.
Yes.
And since I retired from the City of Riverside Fire Department years ago, I always have to mention that Riverside's first fire chief, Chief James Keith, is buried there, and he was fire chief from 1887 to 1890.
Very, very, very rich history there. You just told me certain things I didn't know. I didn't know that Mr. Miller was there. Folks, if you've just joined us, AM 590, The Answer, we are pleased today to have as one of our guests, one of our several guests, Mr. Ron Richman, who's got a great passion for the Evergreen Memorial Historic Cemetery that we're talking about right now. Ron, if too, you can tell our audience, in 2003, something unique happened there. What was the event or what occurred?
Well, citizens got together and said, it's just embarrassing to the city, and it's just a disgrace for all those who are buried there, especially the veterans on my part and many, many other in the community. So we formed an ad hoc committee. The leader was the Honorable Vic Maselli, who died a couple of years ago, lost the battle to cancer, and our president today was also on that committee, and that is Steve Wild. And then Bill Dinsmore and Dr. Fillmore and myself and others formed this committee and says, we're going to try to make a difference. So we started raising money, and we said we've got to turn this around, and due to that, a lot of changes have been made, and we've improved it. Now it's becoming a jewel of Riverside.
I know that we were pleased to be a part, thanks to your offer, of playing a role in a key event that occurs on the 4th of July, on Independence Day. We went down to the cemetery, and it was quite an affair. I didn't know so many people attended. Tell us a little bit about the Founders Day Front Row fireworks on the 4th.
That is really a wonderful and exciting event. It happens, of course, the 4th of July, and it's the base of Mount Rubidoux, which is what we call the best seat in the house. Mm-hmm. We charge admission. We've now have the unendowed section gated in, which is safe. It is a family affair. We want the kids to come. It's safe. We have security. Also, we have food. We have vendors. We have In-N-Out Burger. We have games for the kids. It is just a wonderful time to come and sit down, spread your blanket out, have a picnic, and then watch the fireworks and listen to the entertainment at the base of Mount Rubidoux. We think it is the best seat in the house.
I'd have to say I feel the same way, too. It's the fireworks seem like they're so close you can just reach up and touch them when they actually go off. And you're right, a large crowd appears, many, many people. The deportment of the people was excellent. The security makes you feel like you're very much at ease to be there. How many folks do you think showed this last 4th of July?
Well, this last time we had approximately 2,300 people. And we had plenty of room for them. They brought their lawn chairs, and they just had a great time. Most of them we talked to, they want to come back. They want to bring. They feel safe because the kids are there, and they can run around, and they're not going to go anywhere. There's no drinking that we saw. It's a good civil crowd, and you can go get some ice cream and popcorn. And also want to thank you. You were on that staff, and you did a great job and helped us out and made it even more important event.
It was an honor to be there. I know that a lot of people, especially if you're in and about Riverside, one of the issues that always comes up when there's a major public event is where am I going to park the car? If folks come to this Founders Day Front Row Fireworks next year, which can you advise them? Are they going to have trouble finding parking?
There is some parking by Riverside Community Hospital. There's three parking lots at the base there on the Rubidoux side. And if you drive up and down there, you'll see the parking lots. We charge $5. You can get in and park and then walk up to the Founders Day event. But, you know, it's the 4th of July. There's a lot of people from Riverside and all around the community come to watch the fireworks. But you can get parking, and you can also park along the streets.
Exactly right. And, folks, again, if you've just joined us, AM 590, The Answer, our esteemed guest today is Dr. Mr. Ron Richman, U.S. Marine Corps veteran. We're talking currently right now about Evergreen Memorial Historic Cemetery, in which Ron Richman and many other good people play a role both improving and maintaining the appearance and the access to this great cemetery where many of the founding folks of Riverside are buried, as well as the key event, Founders Day Front Row Fireworks on Independence Day, the 4th of July. Ron, you talked a little bit earlier about this ad hoc committee and its formation in 2003, and I think you touched on very quickly, what are some of the improvements that were made at the cemetery after that committee was formed?
Well, as I said before, the cemetery was just so run down. It was just, you looked at it and you said, oh, you're just, it just broke your heart. So the committee got together, and they raised some funds, and these are some of the things that's been done. They have a section, which is the Grand Army of the Republic section, that has been repaired. There's 96 soldiers buried there. 9 of the stones were stolen that belonged to Civil War soldiers. The War Department, back at that time, designed a stone. We were able to get those through the government. They replaced them, and we now have those installed. So those Civil War veterans have their marker replaced. We trimmed trees, removed those that were not any good. We upright stones, usually October 31st in the evening. When the moon is high, a bunch of kids run through the cemetery, knock over Shame. Some of these wonderful old Egyptian-style headstones.
Yes.
And we uprighted all of those, and that was quite a job, and resecured those. Replace Civil War headstones, and then with that comes a new flagpole with all the service flags,
mm-hmm.
landscape, electric, water, walking paths, fence, curbing, sidewalk, pavements, and I need to mention there's an ice house, and there's a interesting story about that. The ice house, which is called an ice house, at the turn of the century, when somebody was going to be buried, obviously it was hot, so they have this ice house that you can roll the casket in and keeps everything cool until burial. So that was completely restored with the plaza. So it really looks great today. And if you have a chance, go by and take a look. It's down at Pine and 14th Street, Riverside.
That's very good, very good. I know people are probably wandering, and maybe they're racing down the roadway in their cars trying to listen. Hopefully a few are at home, stationary. If they want more information, Ron, how can they get that information?
Thank you very much. We got a great website, and it's just wonderful. So I invite everybody to go and look at it. And here it is, www.evergreen-cemetery.info. And with that, you can find out anything you need to know and make any contributions and just look at the improvements that have been made.
That's very good. Well, thank you, sir, so much for being with us today. And, folks, we've just been listening to Dr. Ron Richmond talk about Evergreen Memorial Historic Cemetery. I am Mark Early, and this is AM 590 The Answer. Thanks for listening.
Guy.
Now, it's time for Medved on Movies.
Jim Caviezel of The Passion of the Christ plays another redemptive figure, this time a legendary high school football coach.